Good evening. Good evening. It's 9:17. The date is Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. This is Joe. What I do here, this podcast, is provide content for deep introspection. And as always, I will jump right into it. Just to forewarn you, this is biblical, so if that's not your thing, thank you for clicking. In the beginning, I want to clarify something. I like to at least get individuals to understand the Bible. This book, collection of books, was created thousands of years ago, pieced together by various texts from different ethnicities, cultures, and civilizations, a mashup, if you will, of different religious beliefs. And the Bible, it's first, won't you say, the New Testament, basically? The Old Testament, excuse me. The Old Testament, six books are from the Torah, which is Jewish, Hebrew. Now, real quickly, the oldest Bible can be found in, now the Bible, Jews, Hebrews, the oldest Bible on record can be found in Africa. Let me state that again. The oldest Bible on record can be found in Africa, specifically Ethiopia. So what would the Bible, the oldest, why would it be found in Africa, in Ethiopia? Why would it, when the Bible is particularly speaking about the Jews? So let's rephrase that question again. Why would the oldest religious text pertaining to Jews be found in Africa, specifically Ethiopia? The answer, the Jews are what? They are African. Full stop. Now, as we've come to believe here on earth, through an amalgamation of sorts, of different sources to point us in the direction that the true Jews are Caucasian. Think about what I just said, Caucasian. From where? The Caucasus Mountains. How can the true Jew be Caucasian, stemming from the Caucasus Mountains? So that's one lie. Let me explain something. I like to use this, what do they say? The something trick the devil ever pulled was proving to the world that the devil, Satan, Lucifer did not exist. I use this so I can usually put something else in there. Let's just say another trick, allegedly, the devil pulled was to deceive an entire ethnicity about who they are, not were, who they are. The Jews are African. The chosen are African. Egypt is in Africa, meaning the Egyptians were Jews, meaning the Egyptians did not enslave Jews, make them build pyramids. The Egyptians paid Jews to build them. Full stop. Now, that was just to clear that up. There's a lot that I can begin to explain, particularly about the different faiths, the different ideologies, religious texts on the earth in reference to their ethnicities and their belief. In order for any change to come about, you have to start from a foundation. For any change to come about, it must first start from a foundation. That foundation that will support the change has to be built on a true and plumb foundation, such as what the Egyptians did in constructing the pyramids, which is symbolic for the foundation that is required for anything to stand. The pyramids still stand because they are true. Civilizations that have come and gone, their foundations were not true. Going ahead, in the beginning, it stated that I'm going to skip over some stuff because a lot of this I have spoken about. The Creator creating man, and then we're going to skip ahead to, as the Bible would allude, listen to what I said, as the Bible would go on to tell us or to inform us that man was placed in a sleep so that Eve can be created. This is what we're about to talk about, or I'm about to discuss. Man being put to sleep, as the Bible says, and I want to sidestep real quick. The very interesting thing about the Bible, it being an amalgamation, a smash up of a lot of different religious texts, in what it speaks of, it has to be true. The foundation of it has to be true. Now, in addition to the foundation of the Bible being of truth and built on that truth, there is, I don't want to use the strong word lies, but I'm going to replace lies with the requiring of your perception to be honed almost to a higher state. Your perception has to be honed to a higher state. And the only way to get to that higher state, the higher state of self, is first believe in yourself. Then you can believe in anything else you choose. Preferably, something greater than you, a creator, a God of so many names, but it's still just one. Okay. The Creator laying down Adam. And if you can recall, to create Eve, the Creator removed a rib from Adam. Now we're going to stop right there. Our education has it that the rib supports, guards the lungs, breath, breathing, air, spirits, spiritual. The ribs protect the breath that was put into man in addition to the spirit, the spiritual. I hope that's not confusing. The breath that the Creator breathed through the nostrils to give life to Adam were welcomed into the lungs and protected, fortified by the ribs. One of these ribs was removed from Adam to create Eve. Now, we're going to ask the question, the Creator could have just, we're going to joke with this, why did the Creator remove a rib? Or why didn't the Creator move a finger or a toe or a nose or an ear? Why the rib? Here's where it gets interesting. The rib, spelled with the letters that give off a vibrational frequency that the universe responds, interprets as being what it is. The first letter, R. R in the Egyptian culture is symbolic for the pineal gland. The pineal gland, one would argue, it has to do with the higher self, definitely. But in dealing with the higher self, specifically intuition, your, I want to say, foreknowing, is that a word? Trust me, I don't know where this is coming from. Your foreknowing of things is your intuition. R, the pineal gland, dealing with intuition, which is about your foreknowing. So God removed the rib, starting with the letter R, because of a foreknowing. The letter I. The letter I is interesting, because I looked it up, and the letter I forget exactly, you guys can double check behind me, but essentially, and this is weird because I looked at it and I'm like, how the heck am I going to translate this? But check this out. Believe it or not, the letter I, it stands for hand or arm. So you know how we used to draw, we used to draw stick figures as little kids. We would draw an eye for the leg or the hand or the arm. So the letter I is for hand or arm. The letter B. B is a, I don't know the right way to say this, but B is actually a state of being. It's a particular state, like we have moving and then we're stationary. It's a state. So let's go back. The letter R deals with intuition. The rib that the Creator removed deals with intuition. Intuition is a foreknowing. I means hand or arm, and B means state. So we have a foreknowing, hand or arm, and a state. Now, this is a little tricky to know how to do this, but I do know in certain texts that they would read, instead of left to right, they would read right. they would read right to left. And even further in depth, which I care not to explain this, but some civilizations, they would not only read either left to right or right to left, they would start in the middle and then go to the right and then go to the left, going out right to left. This was a way of reading, starting in the middle of a sentence, and then the word that would be to the right, and then the word that would be to the left, and then going further out to the right, further out back to the left. A way of reading way back then. And it's been made simple for us today that we read either left to right or right to left. So let me get this back to you, okay? Let me get this back to you. Rib. The Creator laid Adam down to remove a rib. What is a rib? It's a particular state of the intuition, hand or arm. Let me put this all together. Now, I went and looked at arm. When I broke arm, particularly arm down, I could did hand. Hand probably would render me the same results, similar to arm. When I broke arm down, I looked it up. It means need, request, or curiosity. Okay? So starting with the letter I. Moving from the letter I to the right, then jumping over the I to the R. I'm starting with the letter I. I'm moving to the letter B, then I'm going back to R. The Creator removed the rib from Adam. Why? Because the rib, starting letter I, a curiosity, the letter B, state, the letter R, of intuition or foreknowing. So God essentially removed the rib from Adam because the Creator knew that there was a particular state of curiosity to foreknow something. But what they tell us is that the Creator removed the rib to create woman. The Creator removed the rib because it was the only part of man that was curious enough to do what Eve did. Eat from the tree in the midst of the garden, the knowledge of good and evil. So the Creator removed that curiosity from man. Where did woman come from? That's another podcast, okay? What I want to do is also just to break this down. With the Creator removing the rib, the curiosity, the curious state to foreknow, which the Creator then took a rib. Think about this. Common sense. Think about this. Think about this. One or the other. Man has more ribs than woman. Am I wrong? Am I right? Or woman has more ribs than man? Because in that, you will see who was created first. I hope I'm not wrong with that. I'm going to have to double check that and explain that, because it would make sense that if the rib was removed from man, that man would have one less rib, or man would still have more ribs, but women will have one less or one set less. As I said, that's another podcast. I've stated it. I've gone through this, where woman came from, the split between man and woman. Let's get back to this. The rib. So the Creator removed the rib. The rib was basically a curiosity to know, why does the Creator not want us to eat of this tree, which the serpent basically told Eve, no, you won't do this. Surely, you know, whatever. But that's another podcast. I'm going to get into, what is the rib made of? The rib, it's made of bone. It's made of calcium. If you've been following me, the first that walked the earth was a hermaphrodite with the ability to recreate itself. See, man created solely, just man cannot reproduce. So the story that was filled in was that a rib was removed and there was woman, and then, you know, the Bible, go and procreate, da 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 da. Woman would not come into existence until later. Dare I even say, perhaps not even in the garden. Okay? And just to clear up what the garden is, like people would say the Garden of Eden has been found, all this and that. All the garden is, a garden is a place where things can grow or not grow. So to me, a garden is what one will be standing in when they have to make a decision. Things grow, manifest, come into being from a decision. So the Creator stating to Adam, do not eat of the tree in the midst of a garden, of the garden. Do not eat of the tree when you're in the middle of making a decision. And in making that decision, you're going to have choices. Do not make the wrong choice, because in the day that you make that wrong choice, surely I tell you, you will die. That's a garden. You bearing the fruits of your decisions, not the proverbial a tree, fruits. No, it's perception. Calcium. The rib is made of calcium. Calcium is what would be introduced later as the remedy for a particular state of man. Man's state, and what I mean by that, gender, was a hermaphrodite. The Creator creating man in his own image would be creating man with the ability to fertilize an egg, but in addition to man being in the image of the Creator, there will also be the other image of the Creator, which is the feminine aspect, which the feminine will bear the seed to create, which will be fertilized by man. This calcium would be later introduced as the remedy, not necessarily the remedy, but the true creation of man and woman, which I will tell you, the creation of man and woman were one, and there would be a change that would occur. This change that occurs is as a result of what the rib is made of, which the rib is made of calcium. Because of the change, introducing more calcium to man, which also had the woman expressing both genitalia, even though it was a man body, it still had both male and female genitalia. With the introduction of calcium, that allowed the split, that allowed for man and woman to then be in their own vessel. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to talk over myself, continue this, this, and that, just tell you the truth. Thank you for tuning in, guys.